This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News, of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Anderson on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Campbell.
Thanks for watching this week's NC-SPIN.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi-yo. Well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard,
and Jim Reed,
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Edda is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Katz. The Nocturne we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dell here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey, everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Riley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
We're back on WPTF with Weekend Gardener. And we have our friend who hasn't been on the show for how long, Andrea? Sometime last year. It's been over a year, June. Hasn't it?
Yeah, it was late June.
Oh, it was June. Okay, so not quite a year. You just sent me a photo of a peony. What a beautiful peony blooming right now, and some wild daisies. Yeah. We just lost Andrea as I was talking to her. Oh well. But Andrea, call back. Okay. At any rate, we got Miss Monica with us. And Monica, you doing okay? You aren't too busy, are you?
doing good. Busy days, but that's okay. That's what we like around here.
Absolutely. So you can't go to the commissioner and tell him you're not having busy days.
That's right. We want it busy. So lots of folks out this morning, and lots of wonderful North Carolina product that you can come out and purchase here at the State Farmers Market.
So, Pete, I have had two big bunches of peaches that we've purchased out there in the last couple of weeks, and both have been extraordinarily good. And, you know, we're just getting started with peaches. So that's they're doing well.
Yes. there's a good supply of peaches, and we still have strawberries for a little while longer. They're, you know, kind of getting towards the end of the season for local strawberries, so come get them while you can. It is one of my favorite times when there's strawberries, blueberries, and peaches.
And blackberries.
And blackberries, that's right. So that time of year that you can come out and enjoy all of these great products that are here in North Carolina, and along with all that, you get a lot of the vegetables coming in, tomatoes and squash, cucumbers. We're seeing a great supply of, greenhouse tomatoes, of course, and there's not just the regular red slicing tomato. They get very inventive and creative with growing various different varieties in the greenhouse now. We have some heirloom tomatoes, like the German Johnsons and Cherokee Purples, even some of the little cherry tomatoes, all different varieties of those, different colors, different flavors, and so much more. As the season progresses, we'll have more and more coming in, and just a great time to come out and shop around. You can also find local meats and cheeses, other dairy products, as well as lots and lots of plants and flowers. So if you're still looking to spruce up your landscape and maybe add some beautiful shrubbery or maybe a new plant to your garden, you can definitely come out and do so. Even vegetable plants. If you're wanting to start a late garden, we do still have some vegetable plants. There's herbs, there's fruit trees, hanging baskets, just all kinds of beautiful plants all throughout the farmer's area. And if you don't find what you're looking there, you can always make sure to check out Logan's Garden Shop as well. They're here on our market now with various different types of plants. They have a huge assortment of house plants. They have all the gardening things that you might need, like if you're looking for fertilizers or mulch or pine straw or any type of chemical and things like that that you're looking, they have all of that, as well as some landscaping tools and that sort of thing. They have a special event, their Potapalooza, that's coming up. I believe that starts next week, so be sure to check that out. And
What did you call it?
Potapalooza?
Potapalooza, where they have a special on all of their containers.
Oh, okay.
Okay, they weren't selling pot, Rufus.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I guess I clarify
what it's Containerpalooza.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
I just want you to know I'm paying attention.
I know you are.
We woke Rufus up over there.
Potapalooza. Did you lose your pot?
Potapalooza.
And I will give the details. I've got that pulled up now. I'm sorry I didn't have it earlier. But 30 to 75% off all of their pottery. And that is the 13th through the 14th at Logan. So be sure to check that out. They have some really beautiful containers over there.
Yep. Yeah, they do indeed. So up at the market shops, I'm sure things are bustling, and it always smells good up there.
Almost definitely. We have the bakery down in the corner that's always baking up that fresh sourdough bread and the cinnamon rolls. You can also find fresh squeezed oranges, lemonades. We have some folks doing the boba teas. We have 3-2-1 coffee with their delicious iced coffees or hot, whatever you like. They have a variety. And then our grills in there, you can grab a Rufus dog or maybe a chicken sandwich or hamburger while you're walking around. And a lot of specialty items in there. Father's Day is next weekend, I believe, if I have that right. So there's a lot of wonderful gift items that you could purchase. Maybe put together a gift basket for Dad with some barbecue sauces, or someone's in there with hammocks and the outdoor furniture. So many great things throughout the market that you could definitely find that perfect gift for Dad. We have various different specialty food vendors and craft vendors that are here also for our Taste of Spring pop-up that we do with some special guest vendors that come in. And they have some really unique items, too, that I think you could probably find that perfect gift for Dad, or maybe just a birthday or anniversary, whatever a special occasion you might have. We have a lot of great gift ideas.
Well, Monica, one place that I dearly love is the fudge place. That is very, if somebody wants to give me something, I'll take it.
You like fudge, huh?
Yeah, yes, fudge.
What kind of fudge do you prefer?
Well, just with a little bit of peanut butter in it.
Okay, chocolate with peanut butter?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, so you like Reese's Cups.
I love them. Reese's Cup ice cream. But that fudge man makes it all right there, right in front of you.
Yeah, Mr. Ken Pierce, he's got all of the fudge, and he has a lot of other barbecue sauces, jellies, and so many other wonderful products that you can find there. He has the Moravian cookies. A lot of folks really love those. Cheese straws and so many wonderful products there. Some different flags and other gift items also.
You can get fresh seafood out there, too. In addition to the restaurant, you can get fresh seafood, can't you?
You can. Right in the market shops, great selection that comes in from the North Carolina coast weekly. So be sure to stop by and see what I guess you could say the catch of the week is. You can also follow local seafood on social media or their website and put in a pre-order, and they send out newsletters and keep you on their update where you can find out what they're going to have weekly, and you can order ahead with those guys as well.
Now, how do we find their website?
It's localseafood.com, I believe.
Okay.
And then if you go to Facebook, of course, it's just look up Local Seafood. And they have the location here at the State Farmers Market and Cider Market Shops. And they have a couple other locations as well. And then don't want to forget out near the seafood restaurant, you can find our craft shed or Market Depot area there where we have a lot of other specialty products. We have folks in there with kettle corn, candied apples, gourmet lemonade, the handmade baskets. You can get those baskets custom made also if you're looking something special. We have the urban spice folks that have all different kinds of spices. That's another really unique place to stop. And the Hunt of Pork Center is just behind there. And we also have a new addition to our craft shed that's they've been here, I guess, about a month now, Wilder's. And they feature pork and beef, and they have the Wagyu beef.
It's
and
Japanese.
Yes, and so they are a local farm, and they're coming in with lots of specialty products like that. So be sure to check them out as well. And Superside is another great place this time of year to stop in. If you're looking to spruce up your lawn, they can definitely help you out. They have sod that you can purchase by the roll, by the pallet, truckload, any way you want it. They have different lawn care products there. They have a little plot there that you can see the different varieties of sod that they have to offer. And you can buy the big bags of compost mix or small bags, ever how much you need. And lots of wonderful advice there. They can help you out with any lawn care needs that you might be in the market for. And can't forget our State Farmers Market restaurant, those homemade biscuits and their daily lunch specials. And they do serve breakfast all day till 3 p.m. daily. So just a great place to come, bring the family. Our State Farmers Market has so many great things to offer. And you can see what North Carolina agriculture is all about and all the wonderful products that are grown, raised, caught, and made here in our great state.
Yes, indeedy. Well, we always love talking to you, and I'm glad it's busy out there. But you're able to keep up with it all. I don't know how anybody does, but you certainly do.
We do our best.
Thanks for taking some time to see us. We'll see you soon, hopefully.
Yes, hope so. Come see us. We're here 7 days a week.
We shall. Thanks, Monica.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Right. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up. All right, we're back on WPTF for the Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayleigh here, along with Rufus Edmonston. Andrea Lane is back with us in Mitchell County. Y'all have a farmer's market in Burnsville or Bakersville? Or
in Burnsville. Yeah, it's a very nice one in Burnsville.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Do you ever go to the one in Asheville? Because that's the big state one.
You know, I went there just recently. It was nice. It was a weekday, so it was very low activity.
Right.
But I noted that there was a big garden center there. think it's called Jesse Israel.
Oh, wow.
Made a mental note to come back when I have more time.
Steve is in Garner. Steve, how are the day lilies?
Well, every day we get a few more. We're up to 213 plants blooming today.
Wow. That's fantastic.
And it is a sea of color out there.
Yeah, I mean, the bloom, individual bloom will last a day, but
right.
There are so many buds on these plants once you get them going, and if you plant them in mass and they spread and you divide them and all of that.
Well, if you got the right mix, you can get bloom for almost 2 months.
Gosh.
With our peak probably... It's probably going to hit next weekend, and we're going to Kernersville for a convention.
In Kernersville?
Our summer regionals in Kernersville.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to go to the meeting, and it's through Saturday, so we'll be back on Sunday.
That's fantastic.
Or Saturday night.
Yeah.
But, if anybody's interested in coming to tour our garden... If you go to the website, the Raleigh Daylily Club website, there's a tab at the bottom for other. If you click on that, there's a tab for Daylily Display Gardens. And my garden is called Just One More. And if they'll call, they'll know we're here and we can give them a tour.
Steve, I need to ask you, you gave me a daylily, or several over the years, but one of them, is there something called Carolina Gold?
Yes.
Okay, that one is, you gave that to me, and I love it.
Well, I think I gave you the roadside, and I can't remember the name of that one.
Well,
yeah. Oh, anyway, no, not buttered popcorn. That's not the... Anyway, if you'll come and visit, I'll give you a plant. I mean, I'm so anxious for people to come that I'll share.
Oh,
well, it's something that should be shared. That y'all put so much time.
I have more than just daylilies. The red buds and hinokis. Fringe trees, Japanese maples. I got all kinds of. I got a mixed garden, which is one of the things that you can do with daylilies is mix in other things.
Yeah, we were talking. Andrea, you know, lives in Mitchell County and suffered through Helene and landslides and all of that, and she has a lot of. Hills, I mean, you know, mountains sides there, and those daylilies are great for all kinds of areas. They'll hold the soil, won't they?
Yes, and there are some that are even better. There's a couple that actually spread and will actually cover a hillside if you plant them in the right spacing. I've got one out here that's a 1929. It's a stout, and it is a very vigorous grower, brilliant red color. Hang on, I'll give you the name.
Yeah, we got about 45 seconds here before
it's
we
It's called
have to burn.
Baghdad.
Baghdad. So,
Baghdad.
Yeah, Andrea,
and
look for Baghdad.
It's a beautiful mini spider, red in color. It's 19... Hang on, I got the date on here. Oh, it fell off. Darn.
That's
it's like 1929 or... It's a very old daylily.
Okay. Well,
it's one of the first registers.
Well, always great talking to you, Steve.
All
have
right,
a great time in Kernersville. You take care, buddy. All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. We're back on WPTF, and Andrea is back with us. And we got Lib in Dunn. Lib, you have a rose question, do you?
We do. Love my roses. I have a very good plant that is prolific, is resistant, and all those good things. But I turned around three times with all the rain we've had and fertilizer. Mm. I have six or eight large suckers coming below the graphite. Some of them are 5 or 6 feet tall, I think, or close to that. Size of finger width, and I know I need to break them off, but what else do I need to do to get rid of them and save my bush?
Cut them back as far as you can to the ground immediately.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't that what you say, Andrea?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm surprised you've let them get so tall already.
It's been in a month.
Did you say 5 or 6 feet? Yeah.
Almost, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's putting
they're a foot above the regular growth of the plant.
Yeah. Definitely they would be taking away nutrients. Mm-hmm. From that, so yeah, I mean you're fertilizing regularly, you're every six weeks or so,
and the good Lord's been watering regularly too.
Definitely. Get those cut back, get some weight off of that plant, and it'll start getting nutrients again and proper supply.
Do I remember that I need to tear them off rather than cutting them clean? Does that help to retard the regrowth?
I don't know that that would. I think you're usually safer cutting them, aren't you, Andrea?
Okay.
I didn't hear what she said.
She said tearing them off rather than cutting them.
Oh,
or,
no.
Yeah.
No, you have to cut. Always a clean cut.
Yeah, that's what I was always taught, and I think you could do further damage if you didn't just cut them with
you're
some,
leaving
some
an
good
open
sharp
wound that will take a long time to heal.
Yeah, that too.
Very good. And what about, do I need to bring the soil up higher on the plant, or do I need to do anything where I cut them off to retard future growth?
That's just a natural occurrence. It's sort of like a crepe myrtle. You've got to keep cutting around it. Yeah. Cut the up shoots away.
I mean, just adequate mulch. You don't want to overdo that, but change the mulch occasionally.
What kind of rose is it?
Yeah, is it a grandiflora or tea hybrid or what?
It is a multiflora. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Variegated. Love it.
Oh, right.
Variegated.
The black spot and everything.
Do you? Have a, I'm sure it's a name variety. Do you know the name?
Oh, Dick Clark.
Dick Clark, of course it's a good one.
It's a rock and roll.
Oh, my.
It's a what?
It's a rock and roll rose.
Rock and roll rose.
Yes.
I didn't know. They named one after Dick Clark. How about that?
It is beautiful. Very vigorous. And as I say, black spot. Not a candidate there.
Yeah, it looks like it's...
Mike just showed me a picture. It is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's nice.
Wow.
How about that?
And there had been some circumstances. I hadn't been out watching them daily. And I see these little single blooms that, they're not ugly, but they're certainly not Dick Clark. And so I was looking back and... Oh, my goodness. All this new growth is not good.
Well, just relax, Lib. It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
You got some sharp clippers, pruners, haven't you?
Good loppers, yes.
Yeah, loppers. And make sure Ann used to like to put a little alcohol. I mean, if you got some wild turkey or something like that, you can just... get a spray bottle and.
Let's not be wasteful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just some isopropyl alcohol will be fine.
Yeah.
But
we certainly appreciate you all being here and thank you for the advice.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good day, and you call us back.
I'm going to be looking for a Dick Clark now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you will love it. Mm-hmm.
It's not a climber, is it?
No, it's a grandiflora.
Okay. Okay.
It is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your help.
Yes, ma'am. Take care. Bye. Bye. All right. How about that? Dick Clark. Mm. Well, he deserved to have a rose named after him. By golly, he brought a lot of pleasure to people. We'll talk with Lawrence coming up. Do you want to take a break? All right, Joel, we'll take a break and be back. Talk to Lawrence here on WPTF's Weekend Gardener. It's 10:38. It's 10:42 already. My goodness.
Oh, what's on the time?
It's always like that. We have a good time. Andre, I appreciate you being on. We've still got a few minutes, but I want to make sure I thank you profusely for joining us and
Thank you for having me back always.
Yeah,
still being interested.
Just make it a little more often. We'd like to have you on
we'll
a little more
that.
Often.
Well,
it's easier. Easier when we're in the studio for you. I know. Anytime we have people on the line, it's easier when we're in the studio. So we'll try and work that out. But we don't want you to be away for. Yeah,
I was just reminiscing when you were talking about the aluminum company. That was my last on-site gig for you all.
Oh, yes.
Before I left Durham, we were on-site.
Oh, wow.
And Roy was with us.
Oh, Roy, yeah. We miss him so much. What a tragic loss for everybody who knew Roy. He was a mainstay of Johnson County Master Gardeners, and he became so on this show. And it was so funny. I'm just the good Lord put us together because we were doing a remote in Johnston County and
Clayton, wasn't it?
Clayton,
yeah,
at the Clayton Center, and Roy came there and he didn't beg, but he wanted to be on the show, and I said, well, I didn't know anything about it. His knowledge or anything. I didn't know him, but we didn't have to take much of a chance. He was a world
right
of knowledge.
There. Yeah.
So such a we miss him. Died in April of 2020, and wow, it's extraordinary that he's gone. And I hope his widow's doing okay. But at any rate, we want to make sure that you continue with us for a long time and bring the mountain perspective.
Be happy to.
Yeah. Yeah. So
get my garden growing again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. give us updates from time to time. You know, the Triangle is known for its natural beauty, and with all of that comes an incredible variety of wildlife with those curious deer and clever squirrels just kind of sneaking around, and moles and voles and snakes and all kinds of animals. Unfortunately, they can spell trouble for your carefully tended garden sometimes, and a safe, effective way to enjoy the wildlife and protect your garden is with I Must Garden Repellents, made right here in the Triangle by people who understand what local gardeners are up against. Unlike harsh chemical solutions, I Must Garden offers a smarter, more natural approach to pest control. Their repellents are made with botanical oils and other natural ingredients, things that animals instinctively avoid, but are safe for you and your family, your pets, and your environment. And they don't just work. They smell great, too. That's right. No harsh chemical odors or dangerous residues. Just clean, natural protection that lets you breathe easy. Now, whether you're dealing with deer munching on your roses, rabbits in your veggie beds, squirrels in your planters, or mosquitoes ruining your evening, I Must Garden has got you covered. They offer long-lasting solutions for over 15 common pests, including their best-selling deer repellent, and their products come in easy-to-use sprays and concentrates, granules. So pick up I Must Garden repellents today and enjoy peace of mind knowing your plants are protected with people-safe, pet-safe, eco-safe solutions that actually work. Available in local garden centers and hardware stores, I Must Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests.
Greg, so, it works on digging dogs?
Digging dogs, there is the animal repellent works with that.
I was asked that the other day, so yes, yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
that's a good product. I remember.
Yeah, I knew the Logan's and Nelson Cox when she owned the Garden Hut and Phil Campbell, all the three, Josh, everybody swear by this product and always have. It is proven, and so many testimonials for it from folks, especially the experts. Lawrence is with us. He's got a squash question. Hey, Lawrence.
Ooh.
You got squash beetles?
No. I've got straight neck heirloom squash, which I've grown for years. I've got two plants out this year, and the normally they're bright yellow squash. One of the plants I'm getting green squash off of it. Never seen a green squash on a straight neck. Any comment on that?
Ooh.
I don't think it's from outer space or anything. It's probably happens
here.
More than you might think. But you never know.
Yeah, the two plants are about 6 feet apart, and the one I'm getting, you know, a nice, pretty yellow squash, and the first two I got were yellow. I mean green, and I let them grow. The manufacturer I got them from, the company said, well, you know, maybe they'll turn yellow. Well, the first two didn't. And I think the next ones may be yellow. It's kind of hard to tell yet. They're growing, but just unusual, and I hadn't seen that before. So I asked him, I said, what can I eat them? He said, well, probably okay, but he wouldn't say okay.
Oh.
Was he, are they a different shape?
No, same shape, same everything. And, just unusual, like same garden bed, you know, like I say, 6 foot apart. So I don't see any difference in the soil or the nutrients they're getting.
So, I mean, it's possible to have green squash growing on a yellow squash vine. And most of the green varieties are zucchini squash.
No, this is not, because zucchini is totally different shape. I'm sorry?
What about what your neighbors are growing? Because it could have been cross-pollinated.
Cross-pollination is what I'm reading here. Could happen. So that's probably the reason.
Right. Well, we'll see how the rest of them do. Oh, you mentioned the I Must Garden product. I use that also. It works.
That's really intriguing.
Yay.
About that. Yeah, thank you for that.
Can I mention one more thing about the squash? I had trouble.
You can mention all you want to, Lawrence.
Okay. You know, the plants were growing. They're really nice and pretty. Then all of a sudden, they just collapse, I guess, from the insect they plant inside the bottom of the plant, and it grows, it eats its way out, and then the plant dies. Several years ago, I read if you'll take and put aluminum foil around the stem below the ground level about an inch up,
right.
They won't get infested, and that seems to work.
Squash beetles, yes. That's something that we have recommended, and I appreciate you bringing that up. That's usually what we get for squash questions on here. But I think you've got some cross-pollination going on there with those, you know, hopefully they'll mature, and you can try them. Do you like zucchini squash?
Oh yeah, yeah, we like them all. We've been making squash casseroles and all kind of stuff this spring. So,
well, get somebody else in the family to try them before you take a bite. See how they like them.
I'll keep that in mind.
Be a little sneaky there, Lawrence.
Right, I hear you.
All right. Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling us with that.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. How about that? He's got him. I think you nailed it there, Andreas, cross-pollination.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, let me ask you something, Andrea.
Yes.
Have you found on your place any lady slippers?
I have not.
That is something you have to search for, and you know what good luck that is.
I know.
We had a lady that called in the other day from somewhere talking about having a whole patch of them.
Yeah.
And her husband wanted
I've heard of that.
Yeah, wanted to do something, and she said, no, you cannot touch that. They don't.
That's right. She needs to get rid of her husband instead of the husband slippers.
Yes. Rather than the lady slippers.
Exactly. My first experience with that was back in college. I went to college upstate New York in a very, outdoorsy area and saw them, in the woods when we were hiking, and just I fell in love. But I've never seen them again in the wild, only in pictures.
Oh, that's such good luck to do it. We used to have a big contest in Watauga County is who could find the lady slipper the quickest and have the best luck.
Oh, okay. Well, around here, people like to find the ramp.
Oh, yes.
They get very excited about finding the
Well, mushroom. You know, there is a tradition that Rufus was part of that was instituted by our late Secretary of State, Thad Ewer, about the ramp.
Ramp Festival
in
Waynesville, North Carolina. And I saw some things there that I never want to see again. We had the Mort Hurst from Robbins County. Was the ramp-eating champion of the world, and it was the nastiest mess I've ever seen in my life. But he ate pounds and pounds and pounds of ramps. And you can imagine what he smelled like for the next 2 months.
I imagine the whole area smelled. But that was a big political gathering. All the politicians went there, but... What did you eat with ramps, Rufus?
You mix them. I used to mix them with scrambled eggs.
Yeah, I was thinking of eggs.
Yeah. And one time somebody showed up. I'm not going to say who it was. They showed up. It was like dressed like Fifth Avenue. The man and his wife, they were running for a particular office. And you've never seen such a funny-looking outfit in your life with these two people. Come in there, looks like they'd come off of Fifth Avenue and Brooks Brothers at the Ramp Festival. Needless to say, he did not win.
Yeah. Didn't have good advisors.
Wow.
But Mr. Ewer was the Ramp King.
I don't
care too much for the taste, but I think the plant is beautiful.
Yeah. Well, they're popular, certainly, up in your... So do you they just grow in the wild there.
So they do in the woods. Yeah.
Along with the lady slippers. So.
No
cross pollination there.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, that'd be a mess.
Let's hope not. But we have a lot. So Lucas, do the lady slippers? Do they need more sun or more shade? Let's get sun.
Lady slippers.
It's a corm. Yes.
Yeah,
And they do not like to be transplanted. Of course, I stupidly one time brought three or four of them back to Raleigh.
You've tried to transplant everything, haven't you?
I've tried mountain laurel. It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Have you tried rhododendron?
I tried a rhododendron one time. It doesn't work. Part of gardening is trying something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with we have a lot more sun now here in the mountains than we did last year due to all of the timber that's gone down. So Craig mentioned earlier, habitat loss and all that, but we just don't know what's going to pop up now in the woods that wasn't there before because the sunlight is reaching it or the disturbance of the soil has pulled the seeds to the top. We're a little worried about the invasive species in that regard, but it could also be lady slippers, so let's look on the bright side.
Oh, absolutely. I just love that little orchid.
Yeah.
How about that? Well, I hope that there will be continued progress in getting the roads straightened out and
good progress. We're making progress now. You know, it was tough in the winter. You know, we had a storm, and then we had a very cold winter, and then we had a very wet spring. But it's all coming together now.
So. Did you have damage to your home?
We did not.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah. That's good. And I'm sure everybody up there has a wood-burning stove of some kind.
Many do, yeah.
So,
yes. But we had a very warm fall. So, you know, the fact that we didn't have heat, really, nobody really noticed that. And so, you know, we had a cold snap in October, but it's short. Another one in November, short. So we really, you know, there were some silver linings, I guess, or at least bright spots among the devastation.
Well, I'm sure a lot will be learned from this because it was never expected. And I'm sure because of the terrain and building codes and so forth will certainly change. And where people are allowed to build, hopefully, will change some, too.
Well, it's going to be like in the mountains up in Watauga County, that people still remember, they call it the 40 flood. And it washed out a great deal and took a lot of lives in Watauga County. Yeah. This one's going to be remembered like the 40 flood back home.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well.
But we're glad that nothing happened to you personally and your property except what did. So.
Yeah. And I hope everybody is well up there, and especially you and your husband. So. It sounds like you are.
We're doing well. We are.
Take care of your garden, and I hope you can find something to hold that soil up there. Try some daylilies. What was that, Baghdad? Try that Baghdad daylily.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Baghdad.
All right, Andrea.
Too.
Stay in touch. We'll get you back soon.
Okay, will do.
All right.
Nice to see you. Nice to talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Thanks to Joel and Colin. Thank you, buddy. Brother Rufus, we'll see you next week in Cary along with Phil Campbell.
Be the person your dog thinks you are.